La 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 la. Me 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 me.
La 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 la.
I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji.
I'm Gene Demby. And this is Code Switch.
From NPR.
Shireen, 4 score and 7 podcasts ago. I can't do math, but...
More like 317 podcasts.
317 podcasts? Oh my God.
Or more.
We started a little segment called Songs Giving Us Life. The idea, for those of y'all who weren't rocking with us back then, was that when things get a little heavy...
Which, you know... is like all the time because we're talking about race. But we try to keep it not too heavy because we know that we are living this too. So we don't always want to be depressed. And one of the ways that we try to do that is, you know, with music.
With some music. Because music makes the people come together. Music makes the bourgeoisie. Music can, anyway, music can help us.
And the rebel.
Yeah. Music can help us sort through our feelings. It can help lighten our moods.
It connects us to other people.
Yes.
There's nothing I've ever felt that hasn't been expressed by Sade.
By the way, quick Code Switch history trivia. Shireen, do you remember the first ever song we ever did on Songs Giving Us Life?
Yes, because I chose it. I started this whole revolution, the Songs Giving Us Life revolution.
Yes, you're like the Little Richard of Songs Giving Us Life.
Kendrick Lamar's All Right. If those of you don't know that song, please educate yourselves.
If you don't know that song, please get your life. We chose that song because it speaks to the experience and the hope that so many people of color feel in a white supremacist society. Not coincidentally, after Ferguson, a lot of people were using that song when they protested and when they organized around police brutality and racial injustice.
Yep. And Ferguson was actually one of the first things that we covered together. But if you're paying any attention to the news, you know that things have not changed all that much since Ferguson. And now we're living through a pandemic, which is disproportionately affecting Black and Latinx and Native communities.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need right now is music. We need life. We need the life that music can give us, the songs that give us life.
Yes. This week, we are all about lifting those self-isolation spirits with some quarantunes. Get it? Quarantunes?
Look at you.
Like kick game.
Funny.
Some of these are songs that you, our audience, the Code Switch listeners, told us were giving you life.
And some of the recommendations come from guests who've been on the show in the past.
So enjoy, and we hope y'all are singing along with us.
We're actually not going to sing this time. We're going to spare our listeners are singing because we do this way too much. Remember that time I tried to sing along to Whitney Houston?
Do I?
It was bad. People didn't like it.
Do I?
We got tweets. We got emails.
Yeah.
Our audience has heard enough.
First of all, your first mistake was trying to sing Whitney Houston. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Well, I did it. I put myself out there. I made myself vulnerable. And I'm not going to do it again. And that's fine. Gene, you're up first. Tag, you're it. What song is giving you life?
The reason you're not going to sing it, do it anymore, is because the haters out there telling you all this negative stuff. But you need the song that's giving me life is about brushing off the haters. It's actually the song that I listen to at the very, very beginning of my workouts when I'm stretching. It's a song by a woman named Maxine Ashley, who is from New York City. It's called Lobster. And it's like a mid-tempo song. Because when you're stretching, you don't need, like, you need to be all amped. So it's like a good little on ramp. It's a song about dusting off, you know what I mean? People looking at you, talking trash, you know what I mean? I was gonna say another word.
Talking ish.
Actually, I don't have any haters right now because there's nobody around. I actually don't have haters even in the outside times, to be honest. But, like, there's nobody around to be in contact with. So even if there are haters, they're not Zoom calling me, so I wouldn't even know.
The next song giving us life comes from a listener in Germantown, Maryland. Her name is Zena Renica. It's called You're Not the Only One by Third World, featuring Damian Marley.
We've been in stay-at-home orders here in Maryland since the middle of March, and I've had highs and lows, depending on the hour sometimes. And sometimes I'll just have to put this song on and listen to the refrain. If you're out there somewhere feeling lonely, you're not the only one. And it somehow seems to lift my spirits and make me feel connected to the people who are outside of my house who I can't really see these days.
Yes, I think a lot of us can empathize with what Zena's going through because we're all quarantining. We're not seeing anybody. So if you feel like you're alone, you're not the only one. Even though we can't go through it in the same room, I bet a lot of us are feeling that very same thing.
Speaking of which, Gene, do you know who I miss being with, being together with, in an office with, besides Kumari, Karen, and Diane, because I love them and I miss them very much. But my friend and office mate, Sam Sanders, I miss him. I miss the fact that he doesn't wear shoes around the office, which used to be something that offended me and I did not like it. But he does have an extensive cute sock collection.
Yes, he does have an extensive
sock. That he walks around the office in.
He walks around the office just no shoes on, which is funny because for somewhat obvious reasons, although we don't look alike, a lot of people used to get me and Sam Sanders confused. And I was always like, first of all, he's taller than me, he's lighter than me, he's thinner than me. And second of all, look at it, he got no shoes on. That's a big one. Just look at his feet. Anyway, Sam is our play cousin at Code Switch. He's also the host of NPR's It's Been a Minute podcast. And so Sam shared a song with us.
And the song is Zombie by Nigerian Afrobeat artist Fela Kuti. It was released in 1976. And it is referencing a struggle, a very different struggle than the one we're going through right now with this pandemic, but a struggle nonetheless. Zombie-o.
First of all, there's a backstory with this thing. The song Zombie, the entire album, is a scathing critique of the Nigerian military during that period. But besides that, I love this song because it is like three songs in one. This song, it is 12 minutes long. It's just these horns and the band just jamming out for like 5 minutes. Zombie-o, zombie-o. Then come the vocals. Right around 7 minutes, around 7:09 or so, Fela does this like sung yell that just brings them all back in, and they hit this crescendo again, then they jam out for like 5 more minutes.
See, this song,
I want to hear that right now.
This song goes so hard. I love it so much. It's a 12 minute song. It's like, oh, that's a lot, but then you realize that that's actually like a snippet for Fela Kuti.
People had more patience in the 70s too.
Yeah,
you know, there wasn't the internet messing with their minds.
Yeah, they had 8 tracks too, so they couldn't even like rewind. You know what I mean? They just had to like play through the song.
They just had to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, they had to sit in it, luxuriate and languish.
Which, you know what, people should be doing right now because we have a lot more time on our hands.
Yeah, you can play
all
like
by ourselves
4 Fela Kuti songs in a day. Yes. What is the song, Shereen? What is this?
This is Te Lo Dije by Flor de Toloache. You remember Flor de Toloache, right, Gene?
Yes, I do. They were very dope. They were very dope.
They're an all-women mariachi group. They're based out of New York. They were featured on our podcast a couple of months ago now in this special episode from Latino USA, which is awesome. Yep. And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen.
Please listen.
But when the shutdowns and quarantines started happening, they were just finishing up their tour in New Zealand. Here's singer and violin player Mireya Ramos.
Just a few hours before our flights back to the States, my fiancé and I decided to remain here due to the pandemic. We've been following all the guidelines, staying inside, social distancing, trying to be as healthy, safe, and positive as possible.
Which is too bad because the best thing about New Zealand is the natural beauty outside.
It looks so,
so if
pretty.
They're staying inside, that's kind of a bummer.
That's where you went on your honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's where I went on my honeymoon, and it was amazingly gorgeous. Two other members of the group, Julia Costa and Shay Feel, were also in New Zealand when the chaos ensued, but they did something different.
I'm Julie. I play trumpet and sing in Flor de Toloache. After our long tour, my 15-month-old and I made it back to our new home in Connecticut, and we've reunited with my husband, thankfully all in good health and really enjoying each other's company.
Hey everyone, this is Shay. I play vihuela and I sing. So after our last date in New Zealand, I made it back home to New Jersey to my partner and my 22-month-old daughter and decided to self-isolate in home for 2 weeks because of the extensive travel. But since then, we've been reunited and we're just really enjoying our time together as a family.
Okay, so they're talking to us from three different places and two wildly different time zones, like on different sides of the planet.
Yes, but they're still finding a way to enjoy music together. Mm-hmm. And the song giving them life is Blue Skies by the legend Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
And since, you know, they're actual musicians, they are going to sing it.
One, two. Bluebird singing a song. Bluebird, nothing but bluebirds all day long.
Singing it in harmony with each other over the distance is really healing for us as a band.
Thanks so much for listening, and we hope this little bit of music brings you much, much joy.
They did a really nice job. I was a little concerned when I heard they were going to do Ella Fitzgerald, but they definitely pulled it off.
Why were you worried?
I don't know. I mean, you've got to have a lot of confidence to do Ella.
Right, like you were Whitney Houston doing karaoke. But I mean, if you just hear their speaking voices.
That is so messed up.
I'm sorry, that wasn't shade.
Anyway.
That was a compliment to your confidence. That's what that was.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Coming up after the break, we have more songs giving you life from people who also give you life.
As a family, we have all been going head-to-head, bar for bar, pretty much every night to see who knows more rap verses from songs from the 80s to the early 2000s.
Ugh, my favorite family, the Shahidis. That was Yara Shahidi, if you don't recognize her voice. I follow her mom on the IG. More on that after the break. Stay with us.
Stay with us.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp, a truly affordable online counseling service. Fill out a questionnaire online and get matched with a licensed counselor best suited to your mental health needs. Whether it's depression, anxiety, or trauma, BetterHelp will help you overcome what stands in the way of your happiness. Learn more at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month with promo code CODE. BetterHelp. Get help anytime, anywhere.
The news has been hard to escape. So take a deep breath and join us for NPR's All Songs Considered. It's more than a music discovery podcast. It's relief, with new episodes every Tuesday and Friday as we share the week's best new albums and lots of music to calm the nerves. Hear All Songs Considered wherever you get podcasts.
Gene.
Shireen.
Code Switch. And we are back with all the songs here to give you life. Up next, we've got a bop or a jam or a bop that slaps. I'm so happy somebody recommended this song, by the way.
Yes, thank you to Jennifer Esperanza from Beloit, Wisconsin, who is reminding us, you don't need to be at the club to rock out to Missy Elliott. Her pick is Cool Off.
I play this song in my kitchen while I'm cleaning, while I'm folding laundry, or I play it when I go out for a run. I need a song with a good party vibe. This is a song that hits hard from the very first second. No buildup needed. The beat is steady. It hits hard. Also, I love an air horn, and Cool Off does not disappoint with the air horns. I can imagine hearing this at a gathering and hearing everyone collectively going, "Ay," which is what we all want to hear again, right?
So true.
Yes.
So true.
So true. Although I cannot wait to be back at the club dancing to some Missy Elliott.
Shireen, what's your favorite Missy track if you were just dancing in your crib or just at the club?
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Is that her most famous song? That's probably her most famous song, right?
I like the way you work that.
My favorite Missy Elliott song is not a Missy Elliott song. Formerly, it's Make It Hot by Nicole Ray, which is one of those songs that Missy has the feature on, but it's basically like, and obviously produced. It sounds very Missy-ish. It's so dope. Anyway.
You all might have heard of this next listener. She was on the podcast a while ago. She stars in shows like Black-ish. She has her own show called Grown-ish. She's in the movies. She's in Drake videos. We both have Iranian dads. Her mom's Black, like Jean's mom.
What a strange thing to say there, Shereen. But that's true. My mom is Black.
Hey, Code Switch, it's Yara Shahidi. I'm currently on the sunny West Coast, grateful to be with my family right now. And if you know me, you already know that I listen to music 24/7. Nothing's changed except I listen to it 25/7 now, if that's even possible. But the musicians and songs that have been getting me through it range from James Blake and his entire discography, his IG Live concerts that he's been doing, my girls, Chloe and Hadley, who have a fantastic album on the way and just dropped the song Catch Up, Judo, J-U-T-O, his EP Wool is phenomenal, and the song Night Text reminds me of being on the beach for some reason, but either way, that's the energy that we need in the world right now. And as a family, we have all been going head-to-head, bar for bar, pretty much every night to see who knows more rap verses from songs from the 80s to the early 2000s.
I want some photo evidence or some video evidence on IG of this because I've been following her mom, which is Chocolate Mommy Love. That's her handle, Carrie Shahidi. And she has a lot of photos of the family, lots of fruit platters. They've been working out a lot and eating a lot of fruit, but I have not seen these epic rap battles yet.
epic rap battle.
Anyway. Hip hop, 90s hip hop. It is a wonderful, wonderful time in music. And I am going to pick one song from that era for the song Giving Me Life. It is from one of my favorite groups, The Coup from Oakland, California.
Always The Coup.
The song is Fat Cats, Bigger Fish. And it's Giving Me Life because it is a stinging critique of capitalism. It is a hustler who realizes he cannot out-hustle the system. The capitalist system.
What have we here?
This is a whole story, by the way. This isn't just like a couple stanzas and then you repeat the chorus over and over again. No. It has an arc. You feel things. You're going on a journey. So if you all are not familiar with this song, you should check it out because we're not going to be able to do it justice here. That is Fat Cats, Bigger Fish by The Coup, Boots Riley and The Coup.
All these years later, though, Boots Riley is still doing stinging critiques of capitalism and white supremacy.
Yes. That man has been on a mission, and he has not wavered. Plus, I love the beat.
Anyway, thank you, Yara, for giving us an excuse to go down memory lane.
Yes, and to talk about Boots Riley.
Manifesting much abundance and global health. Peace, Yara.
I love her.
Manifesting much abundance and global health. That's how I imagine that all Californians greet each other. Next up, we're going to hear from Sonia Sethi from Long Island. The song that's giving her life is called Coconut Water. Coconut water is also a good natural alternative to Gatorade, y'all. So if you're out running or whatever.
And it's delicious.
It's Coconut Water by Nia Sultana. It is delicious. My wife doesn't like it, but, you know, whatever. Sonia has a very special reason for choosing this song, Coconut Water.
I'm about to graduate medical school and enter the healthcare workforce amid COVID, so hope is something I'm looking for right now. I'm sure many others are feeling the same, and I hope this song helps. The artist's voice sounds kind of ethereal, and the lyrics are like a comforting mantra. Better days are on the way, gotta just keep living life while we wait.
Sonia wrote to us with that pick a few weeks ago, and then last week she did it. She graduated. Yes. Now she's headed to Chicago to start her residency.
Wow. Congratulations. And good luck to you, Sonia. We appreciate you offering the song up for us and everything you're about to do.
All right, Jean, our last guest has also been on the podcast before. I'm a fan. I listen to her music in Zumba class.
Zumba? Because Zumba? Like, because it's on Zoom?
Yes, it is on Zoom now, Zumba.
Kick game.
And it's not the
Kick
same.
Game.
It is not the same. Yeah, you're hilarious. She's Afro-Latina. She's an artist whose tracks are always, always giving me life, no matter what mood I'm in. Plus, She's been traveling to Black and Latinx neighborhoods to make sure people are getting the very best information about coronavirus to keep them safe. Today, though, she's going to tell us about a song that's giving her life.
Hey, guys, what's up? What's going on? It's your girl, Amara La Negra, and I am here in Miami, Florida, enjoying at least the palm trees. And to be honest, I'm going to tell you that during this time, a song that has really kept me motivated and an artist that always makes me feel good is Donna Summers. She works hard for the money. Definitely has to be one of those songs that I just feel like, you know what? No matter how bad things are right now, I'm going to get my butt up. I'm going to go work and I'm going to figure this out. She was half of money. So you already know it's a girl, Mara Negra. And this is how I'm surviving and living my quarantine.
I'm full of money, so you better drink her money. Gene.
What was that?
Didn't we say we weren't going to sing? We said that that was the thing that we were not going to do.
I got carried away. Interesting juxtaposition between critique of capitalism and working hard for the money. Or maybe working hard for the money is a critique of capitalism.
Good point.
That Donna Summer was doing, you know what I mean?
And that is an 80s song. And 80s felt like that's when everybody was doing the hardcore capitalism thing, you know?
Yeah.
We were all wearing, it was all about power suits.
Shoulder pads.
Walking really fast in New York City in your sneakers. Yeah. Like, that was a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the 90s was all about, like, F this.
Yeah, they're trying to extract the value of our labor from us. I don't know how to pivot out of that. I'm sorry.
I think that's just our show. Are we done? I think that's a good place to end.
We are going loopy because we've been in our respective homes for weeks on end, but these songs are giving us life, obviously, as you can tell. You should go follow our Songs Giving Us Life Spotify playlist. You can just search for Songs Giving Us Life.
And you can also follow us on Twitter at NPR Code Switch. You can follow us on Instagram at NPR Code Switch. You can follow Yara Shahidi's mom on Instagram, Chocolate Mommy Love, if you're into that. Lots of fruit plates. There's going to be an epic rap battle at some point.
Hopefully, yes.
And sign up for our newsletter at npr.org/newsletters.
This episode you're listening to was produced by Kumari Devarajan, who made it sound good. It was edited by Leah Donella, who made it make sense. Or try to.
Shout out to... Did it make sense?
I don't know.
I don't know if Leah did her job.
Kind of up in the air.
We'll let you decide, listeners. Yeah. Shout out to the rest of the Code Switch fam, Karen Grigsby Bates, Steve Drummond, Jess Kung, Natalie Escobar, and L.A. Johnson. Our interns are Isabella Rosario and Diane Lugo.
And a special, special welcome to our newest Code Switch family member. Her name is Alyssa Jong Perry. Alyssa is going to be producing stories for Code Switch. And the song giving Alyssa life is
Savage Remix by Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce.
Stay inside, everybody, and listen to music.
Be easy, y'all.
Peace.
There's no getting around it. The coronavirus pandemic has upended everything. And daily decisions made by the White House and Congress will radically impact the human and economic toll. To keep up with the latest, join us on the NPR Politics podcast. We'll cut through the noise and let you know what decisions are being made and how they affect you.